USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Historic flooding in eastern Kentucky last week left many without power, shelter, or access to water. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says emergency crews are working to restore access.
All across eastern Kentucky, emergency crews are making a Herculean effort to restore access to power, roads, and running water.
A heat advisory has been issued for the area. Cooling shelters have been set up as many are without air conditioning. U.S. warships are stepping up patrols near Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left the country. At least five U.S. warships, including the San Diego-based USS Tripoli, have been patrolling the waters near the island in what the Navy calls routine deployments. The military presence comes as Chinese leaders expressed anger over Pelosi's visit. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
The suspect of a 4th of July parade shooting north of Chicago is pleading not guilty. Robert Cremo III appeared in court on Wednesday, almost a month after the shooting that left 7 dead and at least 30 others injured in Highland Park. The alleged murderer is facing 117 felony charges and faces life in prison if convicted. His next court date is set for November 1st. As school begins across the country, one state is defending its actions.
Utah's largest public school district is defending its decision to remove 52 books that some parents view as pornographic. The Alpine School District has roughly 84,000 students. It's about a 30-minute drive south of Salt Lake City. The district decided to pull the books by 41 authors from its library shelves after an internal audit flagged them as sensitive material without literary merit. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Despite China's warnings, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan during her trip to Asia. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst explains why she supports Speaker Pelosi's decision to push back against China.
What a lot of countries see is very weak leadership emanating from the very top. And, of course, then that influences other countries and their decisions, like China's, as they continue military exercises around Taiwan.
As Democrats continue to push another climate bill, Republicans in the Senate continue to push back.
As three other green bills have netted virtually nothing for the average American as it increases our recession's longevity, bill number four could be voted on this week, spending roughly another $500 billion. The Senate Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act is just smoke and mirrors, so says Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
I'm doing everything I can to discourage anybody who's even thinking about voting for it. Of course, Joe Manchin did a magnificent, or I should say Olympic-worthy, flip-flop.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Multi-billionaire and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, is pleading not guilty to DUI charges. Pelosi was charged after he allegedly rammed his Porsche into a Jeep last May in Napa Valley. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.